As you may know, matzah is a big part of the Passover celebration. But this flat, dry, unleavened bread, all right, crackers basically, they don't get a lot of love and respect. It was different in the former Soviet Union, where displays of religion were outlawed. Jews there went to great lengths for their matzah, as you can hear in this collection of stories prepared by producer Dina Prichip.
If you were Jewish, you definitely didn't have all the privileges of everybody else. I am Vitaly Pele. I was originally born in a little city called Gomel, which is in Belarus. And now I own three wonderful restaurants in Portland, Oregon. People feared for their safety if they were to practice religion, but they managed to retain their food traditions. And through food, they retained that religious practice.
My name is Slava Fromkin. And I was born in Smolensk region in Soviet Union. Passover, we never had a Seder per se. In Russia, it was more kind of like you participating in this by just having matzahs. And that's why it was important to have matzahs.
Matzah becomes embedded within Jewish identity. My name is Jeffrey Weidlinger, and I'm a professor of Judaic studies and history at the University of Michigan. In 1956, they cracked down a little bit on the synagogues and explicitly forbade the baking of matzah inside synagogues. And there were homes that every year kind of turned into makeshift bakeries around Passover.
In our area, it was a one home, and we would deliver the flour to the home. It was like a well-oiled machine. All the family members running and doing different things. But no matter what, in 1 hour you get in your matzahs. By some reason, everybody used pillowcases. And sticking this matzahs in the pillowcases. Then we would bring it home, and we had a special suitcase.
The suitcase, yes. That suitcase stayed closed until the doors were closed in the house, and she would bring the suitcase in or open it up, and there would be this wad of matzah in there. Yeah, the matzah was hidden, well hidden from anybody else who could see it, for sure, yeah.
You have to understand, it was like a sense of secrecy around this, and it was feeling to some degree with some pride in your heart, you know. You're doing something secretly what the government doesn't want.
In a way, this heightened the importance of the holiday. I mean, the thing is, if they had just allowed the factories to bake matzah, people could have just gone to purchase matzah.
When we crossed the border into the free world, you wanted matzah, you openly bought it, and you ate it on the street. I mean, how cool is that? For the Jewish people, once we've traveled here, we could practice our religion and peace and harmony, and matzah is the symbol of it.
But then when you have plenty of freedom, and you have plenty of matzahs, and everything is plentiful, then it's the value is somewhat different, probably. When you have to work for this, you know, it changes the taste to some degree. To me, it was always a treat. I loved matzah.
Vitaly Pele, Slava Fromkin, and Jeffrey Weidlinger speaking with producer Dina Prichip.